你好，我是 Master， 欢迎来到我们今天瞬间秒杀听力的课堂。To demonstrate your English ability and charm， 那么首先我们来做一段听力的测试，看能够听懂多少。Here we go. Cliff and Bonnie have known each other for 2 years. They have talked about getting married since last year. Cliff has already decided that Bonnie is the right girl for him. However, Bonnie has not really made up her mind about him yet. She likes Cliff a lot, but she thinks he's not ambitious enough.Bonnie knows that getting married is a serious matter, so she's gonna wait and see before she makes a final decision. Okay, great, let's take a look. 我们看所有听力的一些秘诀。第一句话 ,Cliff and Bonnie have known each other for 2 years. 那么 Cliff 跟 Bonnie 他们已经认识有两年了。那么首先 Cliff 跟 Ant 有一个连音叫 Cliffen。Ant 不被强调，有弱化成 N 这个发音，而且红色字体用降调来读，非实义词汇就变成 Cliffen。Cliff and Bonnie have 不被强调，这个梅花音 a 可以近似于发 a 这个发音，降调来读 have known each other for 可以说成 f 叫个儿化音叫 for 2 years 连在一起 Cliff and Bonnie have known each other for 2 years. They have talked about getting married since last year. 那么从去年开始他们已经开始谈婚论嫁的一些事情了。那么来看一下 they have 不被强调，用降调来读变成 the have 说成 have。 They have talked about， talked 跟 about 可以有个连音， d 跟 a 形成 talked about， talked about， talked about， 红色字体用降调读。 They have talked about getting married since last year。 这句话再来一遍， They have talked about getting married since last year。 Cliff has already decided that Bonnie is the right girl for him。那么 Cliff 已经这个他认定了，那么 Bonnie 是他最适合的一个女孩。那么我们来看一下 Cliff has 不被强调，说成 has。 Cliff has already decided that at 近似于发 a 这个发音，降调来读 the Bonnie is the right girl for him。 is 跟 the 它有一个击穿 z 跟咬声音碰在一起的时候，只要他们不是被强调的词汇就可以击穿，也就是 th 不发音，Z 跟 a 形成个连音，变成 is a right girl for him. For him, H 这个音也可以被击穿，因为我们刚刚有提及过这个人，所以呢 for 说成 for， 用字母的 R 跟 a 形成个连音， a 可以弱化成 a 这个发音，变成 for him. For him, H 音去掉， a 变成 a 连在一起，这是弱化现象。这句话就变成 Cliff has already decided that Bonnie is the right girl for him. 再来一遍， Cliff has already decided that Bonnie is the right girl for him. However, Bonnie has not really made up her mind about him yet. 这句话的听力难点会比较大。然而 however, Bonnie has 说成 has not really made up her mind. Made up one's mind 指的是下定决心，那他还没有下定决心，还没有这个打定主意，那原因是什么呢？那后面会有解释。我们来看一下这边，它有一个听力难点 ，made 跟 up 有一个连音叫 made up，up 跟 her 可以有一个击穿叫 upper，h 音去跳，然后呢 p 跟 er 形成个连音 ，p 在浊化变成 ber 叫 made up。你可以说 made up her mind， 但有时候为了省力加速的时候变成 made up her mind，made up her mind，made up her mind。about 跟 him 也可以说成 about him。a 说成 a，h 音去掉 about him， 对他还没有下定决心，就还没有决定要跟他确定下来。来看一下 ，However, Bonnie has not really made up her mind about him yet. She likes Cliff a lot. Cliff 跟 a 有一个连叫 Cliff， 他很喜欢他。She 用降调来读，近似于 she 长元音说成短元音，因为不被强调变成 she。She likes Cliff a lot.But she thinks it's not ambitious enough. 这边一个单词叫 ambitious， 你要能听懂。ambitious 指的是抱负的。那么他会觉得他不是很有抱负， OK， 不是很有理想。But she 用降调读变成 but she thinks。thinks 跟 his 可以有个击穿 ，thinks h 音去掉，用 s 跟 he 形成个连音叫 thinks。But she thinks it's not ambitious enough.But she thinks it's not ambitious enough. 这个对听力冲击很大。Bonnie knows that. Getting married is a serious matter. Serious matter 指的是一个比较严肃的事情。 很重要的事情。来看一下 nose 跟 that 有一个击穿 nose， th 音去掉，用 z 跟 s 形成的零，而且 a 弱化成 a， 叫 nose nose。 Bonnie knows that getting married is a serious matter， so she's gonna wait and see before she makes the final decision。 首先 so 不被强调，这个双元音经常会弱化成单元音变成 s。 She's going to， going to 说成 gonna， G-O-N-N-A，那么就变成 so she's gonna， 这几个单词都不被强调。 so she's gonna wait and see， wait and see 指的是拭目以待，等着瞧。所以呢，他做最后决定时候，他想再静候一些，或者他再等待一些，他再拭目以待一下。那么看一下 so she's gonna wait and see before she makes the final decision， 这一段我们重新来听一遍。 Here we go。 Cliff and Bonnie have known each other for 2 years。They have talked about getting married since last year. Cliff has already decided that Bonnie is the right girl for him. However, Bonnie has not really made up her mind about him yet. She likes Cliff a lot, but she thinks he's not ambitious enough. Bonnie knows that getting married is a serious matter, so she's gonna wait and see before she makes a final decision. 这是我们今天所分享的内容。当然想看 Monster 学到更多在线免费食堂直播课程，完完全全免费赠送给你。食堂课程10个主题，包括有发音、连留音、语音语调、词汇交流、听力、电影模仿技巧，学到非常详细的英文的学习方法，可以轻松的让你把英语说出来说流利。看电影不用看字幕，想得到这免费的在线食堂直播课程，请立刻加 Monster 的个人工作 QQ， 个人 QQ 1048940327110489403271。当你知道这个个人 QQ， 会自动的推送一个 QQ 群号码给你，你加立刻会收到一个 QQ 群，加入群就可以免费学习，同时在群里面每一天都老师给你免费一对一的纠音。 See you next time.